Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky, and I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Monday, October 5th, and we're glad you're tuned in and listening today. Well, I hope that the message today will be a blessing to you as we're continuing the one we started on last week's program, and we'll complete that on tomorrow's broadcast. But first, I've got two good songs lined up here. I've got the Forgiven Quartet singing one, and then my mom singing Jesus is Precious. All right, I trust that was a blessing to you. Now we're going to get ready to look into the scriptures and the sermon for today. Actually, on last week's broadcast, on Thursday, we began a sermon from verse number 8, Matthew chapter 5, verse number 8. We're looking at the sixth beatitude, the one about being pure in heart. And we started talking about the defining of pure in heart and the duty of being pure in heart. We preached on that on Thursday and Friday. Now today we're going to begin and pick that back up. We'll have a little bit more information there, and some of that we're going to carry over to today's broadcast, but we'll continue this today and tomorrow. And then Wednesday we'll start another sermon that we will complete on Friday as well, dealing with some of these same issues. So hope you'll stay tuned. Enjoy the program and the message as we're looking in Matthew chapter number 5, and we're going to read from verse 1 down through verse 8, focusing primarily on verse number 8. Amen. All right. Matthew chapter number 5, verse number 8 is where we're taking our text primarily today. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. The Bible over and over and over, as a matter of fact, our Lord Christ in particular goes right to the heart of the matter. Somebody said the heart of the matter is the heart. Amen. That heart deals with the thoughts, it deals with the feelings, it deals with the determination, with the attitudes, and those things that are within us, the center of a man's being. Maybe we'd say his personality. It is the fount from which all issues flow from, the Bible says. Amen. He talks about keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Amen. He's speaking about the inward man, not the outward man. It's talking about the spiritual condition of a man, not the physical condition of a man. The focus is on the soul and on the spirit rather than on the body and on the man himself. Amen. I'm interested in what our Lord said in Matthew 5, 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. He warned often of attempting to appear clean on the outside where men see us. Our Lord said, don't just be concerned about the outside, which everybody sees, but he says, be mainly concerned about the inside. By the way, why is that? Because if your inside is filthy, it will show out sometime or another on the outside. Amen. By the way, if your inside's clean, that'll show out on the outside too. Amen. Amen. Sure it will. Amen. If you want the outward man to be genuinely holy, you need to work on making the inward man holy. You can go to church, you can put on a suit, you can look like everything's going good, but if you're feeding your mind on filth, you're not holy before God. You may appear to be holy before men, but you're not holy before God. Amen. And you'll never actually get that outside right until you get that inside right. Amen. You got to deal with that. So the emphasis, by the way, that the emphasis of the Bible is on the heart. The world's emphasis a lot of times is on the head. They say, well, if we just educate them, they wouldn't be so filthy. You go to college campuses and see how filthy they are. They may be highly educated, but they're filthy on the inside and filthy on the outside as well. Amen. You can be just as educated, and not, by the way, I'm not against education. I'm for it. You can be as educated as you want to be, and if you don't know God, you will be as wicked as the devil. Except the devil's a pretty smart feller. That's why our Lord said we need to be wise. How wise is what? As serpents, they're wise. I mean, they got some smarts about them. But harmless as a dove, he said. Amen. Why? We're a different creature. Amen. We're not a serpent, thank God. Well, the idea of the world says there's a head. It's an education problem. If we could just, if we just have more money for education, boy, we could fix the world's problems. But when we take the Word of God out, we have dumbed them down. We've not helped them any. Because the beginning of knowledge is the fear of God. Amen. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. And they have to have some fear of God down in their soul. Amen. But not only the education problem, but our world says it's an environment problem. If I could say it this way, our world seems to say, Bernie Sanders and his crowd says, you know, if we'd just build Jack a better house, he'd be a better boy. That ain't always true either. There's people that live in some of the most luxurious mansions you ever saw that's as wicked as the day is long. Their problem is not their education, and their problem is not their environment. The problem is that there is evil on the inside. Their heart is filthy. Jeremiah 17:9, you don't have to turn. The Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? God says in the next verse that he knows it. He tries the reins and he knows the hearts of men. Amen. Deception causes you to lie to everybody else and eventually lie to yourself until you start believing those lies. That's right. Our prayer ought to be what the psalmist said, and I'm not going to have you turn. I'll just read you these. Psalm 51 verse 10. He said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Our prayer ought to be, God, you cleanse my heart. Amen. We need the cleansing of God. Amen. Psalm 19, verses 12 through 14. Here's another prayer. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret thoughts. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of mine heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. That ought to be our prayer, amen. Every day, Lord, don't let me think anything wrong. Don't let me say anything wrong. Don't let me go anywhere wrong. Don't let me do anything wrong, amen. Amen. Well, that leads me to my next point. Not only the defining or the definition of pure in heart, but the duty to be pure in heart. You see, one of the striking facts of our Lord's dealings in the New Testament is how merciful he was to sinners, but how angry and blunt he was to hypocrites. One juxtaposed against the other. You see, I mean, what a man of love our Lord was to sinners, but how angry he was, how judgmental he was towards those that was trying to hide their sin. Amen. Amen. Turn to Deuteronomy chapter number 10. I'll show you this as we look at some verses here. Deuteronomy chapter number 10. God demands purity and sincerity. That's the word I'm using, sincerity. Purity has the idea of being sincere. Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 12. And now Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee? But to fear the Lord thy God and to walk in all his ways and to love him and to serve the Lord thy God. Here it is. With all thy heart and with all thy soul. What does God want? He wants purity when we come to him. Matter of fact, he demands purity. It can't be watered down worship. It's got to be real worship. Amen. It can't be some concoction. It can't be some conglomeration. It's got to be all our heart come to God. Pure. Come to God with a pure heart. Amen. That's not dealing with sinlessness, but that is dealing with a cleansed. This cup has got water in it. There's nothing in there but water. That we'd say that's pure water. When we come to God, we can't come to God with hypocrisy. God won't accept our worship when we come to him with hypocrisy. God won't hear our prayers if we come to him with hypocrisy. That's why he said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. If I'm trying to hang on to sin, I'm saying, all right, God, I'm coming with my sin, but I'm not going to surrender them to you. I'm not going to admit that you're right. Matter of fact, if one of us has got to be wrong, you're going to be the one that's wrong. I'm going to be right in this matter, and I'm going to still worship you. God's not going to honor that. We got to come to him being clean and pure of those things, ready to surrender them to God. Turn to Psalm 24, very familiar psalm and a great psalm. Follows You know, there's a trilogy, Psalm 22, Psalm 23, and Psalm 24, Psalms of David. In verse number 3 of chapter 24, there's a question asked, and it's answered in verse 4. But here's the question. Who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in His holy place? Here's the answer. He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. It's not enough just to have clean doings. It's not enough just to say, I'm doing better. We've got to have a clean heart as well. Who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. That does not mean that man has never sinned, but it means that that man has come to God with his whole heart. Amen. He's asking God for cleansing. Turn to Jeremiah 29, verse 13. The same prophet that said, the heart is deceitful above all things. Here's what he said, verse 13 of chapter 29. And ye shall seek me. This is God talking now. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. That's what God demands. The duty of a man, woman, boy, and girl is to search for God with the whole heart. We're back to the thing Miss Stephanie's talking about that thirsting after God. It's not only that we want God. It's that we want only God. Nothing else will satisfy. We're not longing after other things. It's only God we want. Amen. It's that purity of heart, searching for Him with all of our heart. You don't have to turn, but 1 Timothy 1:5 says this, now the end of the commandment, here's the end of it, is charity out of a pure heart and a good conscience and a faith unfeigned. God's looking for reality. That's what He's looking for. This searching for God in reality. Now, we got to be careful. I talk about being deceitful. Even in our searching for God for revival. I appreciate what Brother Hall said in his prayer. I noticed how he called himself. Listen, he said, pray God revive our church. And I do. If anybody needs it, we need it, Lord. Amen. Amen. If anybody ought to want it, we ought to want it. But then he went on and he said, not ours only. Amen. But others that are seeking after God. Listen, if we're not careful, you know what? We'll want God to show up because we're the one preaching, or we're the one singing that song, or we're the church that's having the meeting. So we want God to show up. All of a sudden, it's not for God's glory. It's for ours. We're deceiving our own self. Amen. But we got to search for God. Here's the idea of it. We got to search for Him with all our heart. God, I don't care if I'm the one preaching or somebody else is preaching. I don't care if I'm the one singing or somebody else is singing. I don't care if we're holding a meeting or somebody else is holding a meeting. God, we got to have You. That's what we got to have. We got to get to that purity of heart. Amen. Seeking after God. Amen. Number three, there's the development of a pure heart. There's the defining, there's the duty. God said you gotta have a pure heart. How can you get that? Well, I got four things listed this morning in the development of a pure heart. First of all, salvation's necessary. That's gotta be first base. That's gotta be first base. You're not even in the game, if I can use that terminology again. Unless you're saved. Amen. You got to be saved. And what can wash away my sin? That good old Baptist song. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. Only the blood of Jesus can wash our sins away. Church membership is good in its own place. But if you've never been washed in the blood, your name's still not on the book of God. Amen. Amen. You got to be washed in the blood. 1 John 1:9. I know you know these verses. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us, thank God. That is, purify us from all unrighteousness. What does that? The blood of Jesus does that. Revelation chapter 1 verse 5, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. Amen. What washed our sins away? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. I'm glad there is a fountain filled with blood and it's drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And sinners, it don't matter red, yellow, black, or white, how big, small, or little they are, all sinners that'll come to Him can be washed pure and white from their sin. Amen. There are some that teach than the baptismal pool wash your sins away. Can I tell you, that would help the outside. But unless you swallow a lot of it, you ain't going to get no washing on the inside. What washes the heart? That's what he's dealing with. It's got to be more than water. It's got to be the blood of Jesus. You say, the heart's dealing with the spirit. It's got to be a spiritual washing, amen. And what is spiritual but the blood of God, amen. The blood of Jesus Christ. God is looking for the inner cleansing that comes from nothing but the blood, amen. You must be born again. That's what Jesus said. He talked to a religious man that lived clean. Somebody said, clean as a hound's tooth. But he was clean as could be on the outside. But Jesus said, Nicodemus, you've got a problem and ye must be born again. Amen. He's talking about the blood of Jesus. Salvation develops a pure heart. Secondly, the scripture develops a pure heart. Turn to John chapter number 15, verses you probably know. John chapter 15, verse number 3. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Amen. The word cleanses us. Turn to John 17, our Lord's high priestly prayer. John 17, 17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. That word sanctify means cleanse, wash. Amen. Psalm 119, verse 9 through 11. You don't have to turn, you probably know it. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Verse number 10, with my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Verse 11, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Amen. What does the Bible do? It'll keep you from sin. It'll cleanse you. Amen. Salvation cleanses. Scriptures cleanse. Then there's supplication. Prayer cleanses. I've already dealt with Psalm 19, 12 through 14, where he's talking about, clean me, Lord. Clean me. Keep me from presumptuous sins. Amen. Psalm 51, I read verse 10. Turn back there if you will. Let's read the first seven verses of Psalm 51. I want to show you the psalmist's prayer for cleansing. Amen. You ought to pray for cleansing. Psalm 51, verse number 1. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions. Well, right there it is. There's acknowledgement, confession. Amen. And my sin is ever before me against thee, and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me, that's the word purifying now. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. By the way, let me back up. When David said, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me, he wasn't trying to justify sin. He wasn't trying to blame it on his mama. He wasn't trying to blame it on his nature. He just said, I've been rotten the whole way through, is what he's saying. Amen. He said, I've been rotten the whole way through, and I need some cleansing. I need God to wash me and cleanse me. I'm glad prayer can clean you up. Amen.
And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast.
So we're going to have to break in the message right there, but Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow and continue this message.
Hope you'll tune in this same time every Monday through Friday for another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. Until then, this is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying good day and God bless you.